ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Australian government has come under fire over a secret visit to Parliament by Nauru's President David Adeyang. The unannounced visit comes as Australia resumes sending immigration detainees back to the Pacific nation. There have also been allegations of bikie gangs being used to provide security at the detention centre in Nauru. Stephen Jedgetts is the ABC's foreign affairs reporter, and he's been keeping a close eye on this story. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Morning, Kyle. Good to be with you.
Likewise. Has there been any word from the Australian government why the visit from Nauru's president was kept a secret?
Yeah, well, look, the Australian government argues that this wasn't a quote-unquote secret visit. They just say that they didn't necessarily get around to announcing it. Now, it might sound like a fine distinction, and it's certainly not an explanation that necessarily cuts it with the government's opponents. But their argument has been, look, there was essentially what they are calling a private visit by David Adeyang, by the president, or at least a visit that wasn't necessarily a bilateral official one. Now, that explanation, as I say, is one that people inside the coalition and the Greens say doesn't pass the sniff test, because in the end, this was, a visit to Parliament House by the leader of a nation, which is in many ways quite important to Australia. And given the enormous controversy that surrounds a large number of things at the moment, including not just the agreement for the NZYQ cohort to be resettled there, but also the broader controversy which emerged over the weekend with this report of bikie gangs providing security allegedly for former detainees on Nauru. They say that there should have been much more transparency. Now, it's worth saying that we still don't know exactly what was discussed yesterday by Mr. Adeyang and Tony Burke, the Minister for Home Affairs. Mr. Burke put out a very brief statement on social media afterwards, saying that he had a good meeting with Mr. Adeyang and that the two countries had to talk about a range of critical issues, but he didn't go into any detail. Mr. Adeyang and the government of Nauru also haven't provided any detail about the meeting. So it's very difficult for us to say exactly what happened behind closed doors. We know that the Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, also met with David Adeyang, and that she did raise the, quote, media reports with him. That seems to be a reference to those claims about bikie gangs. But the reality is there is still an awful lot of mystery about exactly what happened for much of this visit.
An awful lot of mystery indeed. Now, the resumption of sending detainees back to Nauru is pretty controversial, but the spotlight has been on Nauru all week following revelations that bikies have been hired to provide security on the island. Has anyone addressed these reports yet?
Well, not directly, in the sense that we haven't yet got a whole lot of clarity, certainly none from the government of Nauru, about exactly what's going on here. These allegations have been made by a whistleblower, and they were published by the Nine newspapers over the weekend. As of yet, there hasn't been any formal comment from the government of Nauru about this. The Australian government, for its part, has said a couple of things. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, said a couple of days ago that it was his understanding that most of these issues, as he read them, came largely under the former government. That's not just for what it's worth. That doesn't seem to be what's conveyed by the story, but that's the argument that the Prime Minister makes, that this predates his government. And then we do know, as I mentioned, that the Foreign Minister raised this issue with David Adeyang when she met with him earlier this week. But we still don't really have clarity about exactly how far these allegations go, whether the government of Nauru is doing anything about them, exactly how much money was allegedly paid to these subcontractors linked to bikie gangs or who are part of bikie gangs, or where the situation sits right now. So, again, not much clarity around this at all.
Well, it certainly raises some eyebrows, that is for sure. How do you think this visit connects to the broader NZYQ cohort resettlement deal between Australia and Nauru, especially given we know some people have already been sent over?
Yeah, we don't have a precise idea of exactly how many people have been sent over. We know some have. The latest suggestion seems to be around four or five people or so, potentially, who have been sent over. But we don't have absolute clarity on this. It's clear the government wants to send over more people. Ideally, it would like to send many, most, or even perhaps all of the NZYQ cohort. So that's more than 350 people. Just to jog memories of listeners, this is the cohort of former detainees who were released due to a High Court order in Australia after it found they could not continue to be detained. These are people who, by and large, have either failed character tests and therefore have no right to stay in Australia, or who have been convicted of fairly serious crimes, sometimes very serious crimes. It's a cohort of people the government says have no right to stay in Australia, and it wants to find a way to essentially expel them from Australia. But the difficulty is that in all of these cases, the countries that are their countries of origin or the countries where they have, for example, citizenship, are not willing to take them. So that's why the government has come up with this very contentious idea to send them to Nauru instead, at a very substantial cost to the Australian taxpayer. So that's the background here. Now, we know that there are an ongoing set of legal processes underway in Australia. Refugee advocates and others say they will continue to fight it. We also know that there's just huge amounts of secrecy around these arrangements. Just as one example, David Adiang, when this was first announced, gave an interview in the local language in Nauru when he was speaking to the public. We know for a fact that DFAT did its own informal translation of that interview, but has refused to release it to the ABC and to other media, saying it could damage the relationship with Nauru. So even an informal translation of a public statement made by the president of Nauru has been deemed too sensitive to put out into the public arena. All of that speaks, I guess, to the fact that whilst this process is underway, there's still an awful lot about it that is clouded in mystery and uncertainty. And you would say it's very likely, perhaps almost certain, that this NZYQ cohort and next steps from here would have been discussed by David Adiang and Tony Burke when they met, potentially very likely discussed with Penny Wong and Pat Conroy as well. But we simply don't have clarity because, as I say, the government hasn't yet provided it.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of mystery indeed. And Dizzy, just quickly before we go, because we are running out of time, but what do you think the political fallout for Anthony Albanese will be from yesterday's visit, particularly given Labor has already been accused of secrecy over this deal?
Well, unsurprisingly, refugee advocates, the Coalition and the Greens have all come out to criticise the government over the level of secrecy here. It's worth pointing out, there's not political uniformity on this. The Greens and refugee advocates are very critical of the government for its decision to send the cohort overseas, arguing it's barbaric and inhumane. The Coalition agrees there's too much secrecy, but is actually on board with the deportations. They say these people should be expelled from Australia, so they back the government on that. Their argument is that simply that the government hasn't been transparent enough about exactly how it's doing it and the cost to the Australian taxpayer. So there is still, as I say, a level of political controversy in this. And I guess in a sense, it's unsurprising that this unannounced secret visit by David Adiang to Parliament garnered a lot of political attention, with both the Greens and the Coalition saying it was another bit of evidence that the government was shrouding this entire operation in secrecy. Both sides are calling for much more clarity from the Albanese government.
Yeah, they certainly haven't pulled any punches, that's for sure. Stephen, thanks very much for that insight, and thanks so much for joining us today on Pacific Beat.
No worries. Thanks, Kyle.
That was Stephen Jedgetts, the ABC's foreign affairs reporter.